it's becoming increasingly important for enterprises to have a social media presence. But the use of social media sites can increase the risk that enterprises are exposed to. In this edition of the ISOCA podcast, we're speaking with Muhammad Khan, author of the ISOCA Journal Volume 4 article titled Social Media Rewards and Risk. In this podcast, we'll discuss the steps enterprises need to take to reduce the risk associated with social media. So to begin, what might enterprises gain from using social media sites?
Let me start off with the fact that social media is a platform that is actually becoming the second form of direct sales to consumers based on many studies. So the past 10 years, we've seen an influx of social media presence from a lot of companies, but as you pay attention to the types of companies that are coming on social media, it's no longer the apparel companies or the cosmetic companies, but it's also enterprise companies like airline companies like United, Lockheed Martin. There's also medical device companies and pharmaceuticals that are making a big push on social media to really have a face to their company that is more human in nature. And with the influx of the generational gaps, we have social media is becoming a platform where there's actually every type of generation using social media. So you can get to a broader audience through these platforms. So that's one of the, I think, main reasons why enterprises, no matter what kind of industry they're in, will gain a benefit by getting on the platforms for their company.
What are some of the risk factors associated with social media use?
Yes, I think with any type of platform, technologically speaking, there's always risk. There's different types of risk with social media. There's, obviously a public-facing risk here where the interaction that we have with the company data, whether it's proprietary in nature or more sensitive in nature, and then also the representatives that are providing, insight about the company or representing the company and how they promote the company and the products. That all has to be really clearly defined, and appropriate channels of communication needs to be occurred in the company for the right balance when you have external facing platforms like social media. So the key risk really is public reputation and making sure that your organization is well suited to be in the social media space. And in order for them to do that, you have to have the right governance structure in place and policies in place to manage that risk. I think one of the key risks coming out of social media for large enterprises is, leakage of proprietary or confidential data, sometimes, for the most part, inadvertently. And then certainly some industries, there's actually regulatory risk as well, where you're promoting, for example, a product that is for really for some other use, but you're using it to promote it for another use. That really happens in the pharma industry, I think, but that's also something to watch out for. There's leakage of obviously private information about employee or data of your customers that could happen inadvertently, where you might not have approved it internally, but somebody by mistake maybe exposes that on a social media platform. So those are some, I think, the two main risks for organizations getting into the social media space.
When it comes to preventing social media risk, why is it necessary to know who owns the social media platforms for the organization?
Right. I think the challenge with social media has always been, does the product manager own the social media space or for the product, or is it somebody in communications, or is it somebody in marketing? So really kind of starts with any organization's global or representative that manages, for example, the communications area within the company. And normally that would be an ideal case scenario where the communications department of the company manages the social media policies, the governance around it, and then the platforms itself. and then provides the guidance and direction that all the various individuals or departments that may need to use the social media platforms for the company, and directing them through one center of organization, and that could be the communication channel. I think there's definitely some tools out there to better manage your social media presence online. There's various products that you can look into. Some of the things that you want to focus in on is a tool that could help your company identify what are some of the regulatory rules and regulation when it comes to promoting your company or the products and the audience that you're promoting it to, so that you're not in legal issues later on. So, for example, you're not supposed to directly promote to underage citizens out there for some countries. So how do you make sure that your social media platform isn't directly engaging with, for example, an underage individual online and inadvertently not complying to local laws and regulations? So that's one area where a social media tool management could maybe help facilitate some of that. And then another part is managing all your accounts for social media through one platform where you can maybe even close down your accounts or re-engage your account or change passwords, or having some sort of a understanding of where your accounts are and who's logging into them, and really centralizing all of it through the use of the tool. And that really helps with the governance side of things and managing access and the type of content you're producing and pushing out to the social media world. And it just really helps aggregate that management cycle versus going through each of the platforms separately through each of their own channels.
And what's a good starting point for an organization with no social media guidelines?
I think one of the first key steps that any company needs to do with social media presence is to make sure that the key stakeholders at the leadership team level are involved as to what the key purpose is of getting to the social media space. There's some industries where it's a no-brainer, where if you're not in the social media space, you're basically not relevant. And there's some industries where you have to actually really think pragmatically whether it's important to be in the social media space. And if you are in the social media space, which platforms do you go into? So, for example, if you have a company that has no social media presence, I think the starting point would be really looking at what type of benefit you're going to try to gain from getting into the social media platforms, and do those benefits outweigh the risk? And if they do, then you kind of have a decision point as to where, yes, you're going to go into the social media landscape. If the risks are higher than what your benefit is, maybe that's where you need to have the proper leadership team members approve of that, and maybe even some committee members for some of the company's leadership team members to be involved in, such as privacy maybe, or maybe the audit committee, to really give that green light for the company to go about doing something that maybe is high risk for the company. I think there's also the concept of understanding the social media platforms out there and really figuring out which platforms you want to focus your attention on. So granted, you're going to have to come up with policies and procedures and governance in place, but then there's a key factor of which social media platforms you want to get into. So, for example, if you are a medical device company or a patient-sensitive type of industry, maybe going on Snapchat isn't the best venue for promoting your products, because you might inadvertently promote things that are not complying to internal or regulatory requirements, but then also you might expose data that might not be approved of in the social media landscape. However, maybe the platform you want to go into is, for example, maybe Facebook or potentially LinkedIn to promote your products or the company itself. So you have to kind of think about each of those platforms and then figure out, is this the right fit for the company and the products that you're promoting? And so it's twofold. One is policy and governance, and the other one is strategic alignment with the right platforms.
Your article says that it's critical to practice the response plan. How can an enterprise go about practicing this plan?
I think in order for you to have a response plan, you need to have the right team members and the right leadership team members as the true owner of your social media landscape. So if you don't have, for example, a governance structure in place and a point person identified as to who's going to be driving your communication side of things outside of the company, then that itself is the first task on hand. So once you have that, the response plan really is something that would be similar to your other response plans for, you know, let's say a natural disaster or a legal issue that comes up in the public space for the company. Normally that really channels in through the communication team and then also the internal legal team. So having those teams engaged and involved in coming up with a plan in case of an event that requires some sort of an immediate response. So the response here, we have to really focus more on how do you respond to, let's say, allegations or social media negativity maybe your company is facing because of something that happened in the news. And how do you kind of get your company maybe with the right limelight, but making sure that the legal team and the communication team is involved in the right actions to take, because sometimes you don't want to react in a negative manner or, for example, have your CEO react in a negative manner due to some news outlet that might share something that is not pleasing. So how do you make sure that the leadership team members and then also the company itself make sure that they have a defined process, a tactical approach, and then making sure that the right, you know, legal, privacy, and leadership team members are involved when it comes to reacting to various things that come out when it comes to being on the social media platforms.
And finally, is there anything to be learned from enterprises' social media missteps?
Yeah, I think, you know, the past, you know, 6 months alone, we've seen a lot of examples actually come about. And I don't want to mention company names, but there's certainly lesson learned activities we can gain by just kind of reading up on how companies maybe have failed to engage the right people within the company leadership team members to come up with the right plan and react. So we should probably look at those examples, but then also realize that the technology is changing faster than the companies, especially the large enterprises, can adapt to. So in order for the companies to be relevant, yes, you have to be in the social media space, but then also making sure that there's actually a dedicated team that manages all that, and then also making sure the proper internal controls and internal assessments are being done periodically to make sure that we are mitigating the risk and putting in compensating controls for managing risk when it comes to being in the social media landscape.
Thanks, Mohammed. And that's all we have time for in this edition of the podcast. But if you want to learn more about the risk associated with social media, check out Muhammad's Volume 4 Isoca Journal article, Social Media Rewards and Risk. And for more information on how to keep your enterprise safe while using social media, visit www.isoca.org.